We are going to learn now the halachas of Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazon, Shechaliyos, the Shabbos Kodesh. Ooh, there's a lot of stuff we have to learn because it's very difficult. As we dedicated our Tisha B'Av lessons in the Lay, we dedicate the Shir for Nebuch Lo Aleinu, the soldier of Dalek Kiddush Hashem, Devir Yehuda, Sarek, Hashem Yikam Damoy, who was told to be a beautiful heart buying his Rebbe Svarim, Ma'amishal Kiddush Hashem, and Ahuva Muna Lang, someone who my wife knew, someone who unfortunately went through a long illness, but with Emunas Hashem, really Ma'amish changed the world. So I have a question for you. It's an easy question, but he says it's such a push of the question. Tomorrow evening is called what day on the Jewish calendar? It's Tisha B'Av. A show of hands! How many people think that it really is Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? Or is Tisha B'Av on Sunday? Which one is it? Will the real Tisha B'Av stand up? Yes, my friend. No question. No, sorry.
Like yes and no. Like,
yes and no. Like, you are a Jew.
Like,
yeah.
Technically, it is that day, but like we call it Holocaust, just like in Purim. If we don't, we don't sing the Gilam, that Saturday night, or like
the Tati will be very happy with your answer. Ah, the Levi. New. Well, it was a side joke. Just me and him understand it. Okay, you're aware of it. I got it. Rabbi Sai, what a beautiful answer. I'm happy I called on you. It's both, maybe? I don't know. I'll ask you another question. Forget about this special Shabbos. Every single 9 days has a Shabbos in it, and they call it Shabbos Chazon. It happens to be real. Last week, almost no one called Shabbos Chazon, but it's a Shiloh. But Shabbos Chazon, you always have this weird thing. There's going to be a big machlokes tomorrow at davening because the Rav of the camp isn't here, so they're going to have to look at someone else. And you're going to have the chazan get up, and he's going to say, "Gad l'chadoidi tune." What does he do? Does he go with one of the great tunes of l'chadoidi? Or does he say, "L'chadoidi, l'kraskala"? We know that tune. Everybody's like, right? And some people are like, "Are you kidding me? Tisha B'Av started already? Is that mutter to do?" Well, if that's not mutter to do, then what about Shani? Anybody here? Is somebody laning Shabbos here? Somebody here laning Shabbos? No? Okay. It's one of our people. What do you say? Echa! And they do it in the Echa tune. And if that's not bad enough, almost all of Shabbos Chazon is called Chazon because of Chazon Yishayahu is said in the Echa tune. So isn't it sad? Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote a custom not to wear Shabbos clothes, which we don't follow? So let's try to figure this out, Rabbi Sai. So it's possible to say that it's a little bit of both, but I wonder if you have to take a side. I'm going to try to prove that this is based on a machlokes in the Rishonim, and I'm going to choose only two of the Rishonim, but it's a lot of Rishonim. The Or Zeruah says it's Tisha B'Av. Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, but it's Shabbos, so we're not allowed to fast, and we can't have Avelus B'Farhesya. Rachmanu L'Tzlan Lo Aleinu. A person who's an Avel, who sits Shiva, doesn't sit on Shabbos, but he is an Avel, he is sitting Shiva, for all intents and purposes, in private. So says the Or Zeruah, Devarim Sheba Sinah is Aser. And this is codified by the Maharil, and we'll see the Ramah. This is the word the Ramah says. So for example, we're going to get the Talmud Torah, we'll discuss it. For an Avel is Aser. So maybe it's Aser if we don't have a public shear that's given. Mestama, that would be Aser. The most in-your-face one, which I know is not Nogeya to you, Baruch Hashem, but is a real Shailun, and I'll be... if you just please stick with maturity for a moment with me. But it does come up here in Camp Masora. And that's called Tashmish Hamita. So... I'm not getting into heebie-jeebie stuff, as I say. I am over 40 years old, but I have not learned the Zohar, even though like it's in every restaurant now for some reason. Somebody goes to restaurants and gives Zohars there. And the Zohar does quote the importance of Tafka on Shabbos, a husband and wife being together, having Ahava on Shabbos. And Friday night is considered to be a miyuchad night for that act. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says that it should be mutter to do. Because if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, it's not Tisha B'Av. You don't fast. So the Rama disagrees. And the Rama says you shouldn't do that. And that's what we hold. We hold like the Rama that a person should not. So for example, Tfilah Bizmano Shal Mitzvah Muteres. We generally don't do tefillah bezmana, meaning if it's Tisha B'Av itself, a woman does not go to the mikvah because she can't have tashma shamita, she's not allowed to on Tisha B'Av. But, however, if it's Friday night, she has to go to the mikvah, not here in Camp Masorah, because our mikvah happens to be outside of the Eruv, so it's impossible to go to the mikvah. She would go to the mikvah, and there all agree tashma shamita would be mutter. But this sheds light on the exact question I just asked. If you hold that Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos as well, and Dvarim Shebesinah are Usser, Tashmish HaMisa, like the Ramah says, is Usser. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch holds this way. Sorry, the Shulchan Aruch holds that there is no Tisha B'Av, the Gra agrees, and therefore Tashmish HaMisa would be Mutter, because there's no Tisha B'Av. Dvarim Shebesinah, there's no such thing as... You're allowed to do whatever you want to do on this day. We'll see, not exactly, but whereas the Rama quotes and the Mishnah Berurah agrees that this is a different day than all days. It's a somber day. And we have to be careful what we do. Let me give you some examples. So, Tavkuf Nun Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud, when Tisha B'Av is be'echad b'Shabbos or b'Shabbos, oichel basa v'shosa yayin b'suda samavsekas umala shulchanu afil k'suda shloma b'malchuso. The Tosefta says afshulas suda shloma b'shato. You can have a grand meal. You're in camp, you're not going to have that. But if you want to have fleishik a meal, there's no suda samavsekas. As we know, we do not sit on the floor and have ashes and egg and sit away from other people with a jug of water and feel mamish the pain. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we have Sudas Shloim Abishatoi. We could have a grand meal. Those that were here 2 years ago, they had wraps. Might have been maybe the Milcha kitchen, but we had wraps with schnitzel in them. You could have a cholent, if that will sit well with you during Tisha B'Av. You could have everything because it's not chal. Oich and shoysim yayin. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "B'shem the Magen Avraham," the following. However, this is a big one, Rabbi Isai. Sheyeshe b'da'avon nefesh v'lo b'sudas chaver. Still, you can have food to get you ready for the fast, but it should be done privately. Don't have a big suda. But says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Bechor Shor, let's say you're in camp and every Shal Shudas you eat together with your friends, not waiters, because you eat alone, always. You have to keep that minhag. Why? Because then you're showing public. What happens? Every week we have a Shal Shudas. And now this week we go, oh, Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, so there's no Shal Shudas this week in Shul. Everybody's like, what? That's not fair. So the halacha is that you have to keep that running Shal Shudas. I have a big shiloh. I don't know the answer to this. To show Achlo Vareyos, so we have a wonderful group of, we call them weekend warriors, we come up for Shabbos. We decided to do a potluck Shal Shudas, mainly because we're exceedingly nervous about what will be served in camp, no offense, and we need to be ready for the fast. So everybody's chipping in, and people are buying bagels and spreads, and there's a guy from Five Star Caterers who's bringing up a lot of stuff illegally. It's good stuff. Shh, shh. You should come. You should pretend like you got lost. Have some Bereka's penne alla pasta. Penne alla vodka, excuse me. Vodka. So, it's going to be allowed in camp finally, the vodka. So, that should be usher. Your mamish making it for Suda Samav Sekes. I wasn't sure. It's a nice achvareus. It's promoting goodwill towards man. We spoke about the Siyam last week. I think the Siyam is the most wonderful thing to do. You see those campers are looking at the crazy, you know, 10, 15 people that are dancing around and saying, Toyos Hashem Tamimo. Ma hafti toyosecho. What is going on here? I saw the Mexicans who work here were videoing it because they're like, who are these crazy Jews? Go back to my lessons from the lathe. Yeah, we're crazy because when one person gives a Siyam, we all have a Siyam. That's the way we should feel. So that would be the Shiloh over there. But if every single Suda Shlishis you have is Mirois and you Shabachos, you have to do it. Obviously, you have to stop before Shkia. That's no question. Nobody says this is not like Purim where you can go. No, you're not. You have to stop before Shkia. So it's much different, as you'll see. The times are going to be much different. Be careful of that. The custom nowadays is that we wear regular Shabbos clothes. I mean, in camp, wear machmir the whole summer not to wear Shabbos clothes, a lot of people. But whatever normal clothes you wear, you should wear. There used to be a minhag not to wear, but we don't follow this minhag. So let's go through some of these halachas. So, again, I think it's based on this. And one of the nafkaminas is going to be a huge nafkamina, that's going to be Shvuah Shechalba. When is Shvuah Shechalba? If I hold that real Tisha B'Av is Sunday, then Shvuah Shechalba starts Sunday. And there's no Shvuah Shechalba this year. We're meant to be Sfarim Pasuk. But if I hold that really Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, this whole week was Shvuah Shechalba. Who cares? What's the nafkamina? You're not really supposed to have a Siyum during Shvuah Shechalba. It's Shiloh about cutting your nails during Shvuah Shechalba. It's very interesting. Which one we hold like. And if you hold, as I said before, like the Ramah, which we generally follow, right, Ashkenazim, Yotzim B'Yad Ramah, it's interesting. So there's this question whether or not you're allowed to learn Torah after Chatzos on Shabbos. This is the big shiloh about the most popular shearing camp on Shabbos given by a very humble individual who will remain nameless. So why shouldn't he give his shiur? It's a public shiur. Mistama, he's smart enough to realize to discuss the halachas of Tisha B'Av. Last year, the camp rabbi said, we don't have our regular shiurim in this day. So I personally think that that's incorrect. In fact, the Taz agrees with me. He says, especially on Shabbos, we should increase our Torah learning. We discussed before, you know why the base of English was Nechrav? Meaning, they didn't think Torah was important. The Rebbeinu Shalom Shechin is only with us in Dalad Halacha, Dalad Amo Shal Halacha. So the Taz doesn't understand this. That being said, the Chazon Ish said, of course you should learn, but only concentrate on, just like on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn, but only the Halachas of Tisha B'Av, or, you know, Eov, and the famous Gemaras that you're allowed to learn, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The Yaivet says the opposite. Listen to this Yaivet. He says, you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos Torah that's sad. We're not allowed to be sad on Shabbos. There's an opposite Shiloh here. If you got a letter on Shabbos, can you ask a guy to open it for you if it's going to bring you Einik Shabbos? Tremendous simcha, because it's a letter back in the olden days. My son's in Eretz Yisrael from a year, and he only sends me letters because you can't call because it's $35 a minute. And there used to be a thing. There was no such thing as cell phones, and there was no WhatsApp. This is back in the 60s, yeah. There were even no fax machines, maybe. And I got a letter, an aerogram. Oh, so you ask the guy to open it, maybe even in certain circumstances, you might even be able to open it. Not for now. But if it's the opposite, if it's a letter for someone who might be informing me that they passed away, how do you do that? I don't know. Right? You got a besoira raw. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be sad on Shabbos. There are great, great, amazing stories about Gedolim who they didn't want to tell the other person that somebody died very close to them in the family on Shabbos. Person shouldn't be sad on Shabbos. Says the Yaivetz, you shouldn't allow someone to say, only learn sad things. It's not appropriate. And then there's a gorgeous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, what's the whole issue of you're not allowed to learn? So he says, here's really the issue. The issue is we're afraid what's going to happen on Tisha B'Av. Because if you're a real learner, right, what's going to happen now? I know you guys. The reason why Ma'ariv here is not so halakha is why? Because the whole Ma'ariv, you're thinking about the wonderful shiur you just learned. You're thinking about 45 minutes ago, Rabbanu Moisai, lesson from the lay, right? You're thinking about that. So what's going to happen? You're going to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av right before Shkia. And then all of a sudden you're sitting on the floor, Eicha Yashava, and you're thinking about that great Chiddush. Wow. That Rugged Shiva. Wow. That's, I think of the Rugged Shiva because he was the famous one who learned during Shiva. You're not allowed to learn him, we know. And he said, oh, that should be my Aveir in Shamayim that I learned during Shiva. No, I'll take that Aveir. The Kaf HaChaim writes, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer says, it's mutter to learn halacha shelahem. Halachas of the Seder of Luma. If I always learn, for example, obviously you could do Kriyas HaTorah. I saw it written, and say, well, then you shouldn't dot by mincha, you shouldn't be able to lane, because that's Vaschanon, that's totally different part. What's the point? It's Amatar. That's called Tavit Lavad Rabim. So if you have a regular shir that you go to, or you have a regular limud, of course that everybody would say that's mutter. It's true, Rav Kavadas does have a tshuva where he says, if you can, it's better not to learn anything but the halachas of Tisha B'Av. And again, I think this might go back to our machlekes, the Or Zeruah and the Sheilos Tshuvos of the Rashba. I didn't even get to quote the Rashba, I apologize. The Sheilos Tshuvos of the Rashba, the Barami Rutenberg, the Rosh, others, Avelus Yishena, he calls them. There are two types of Avelus. This was made famous by the Rav. Rav Shlomo Zalman actually writes this. I'll just give you the scenario where Shlomo Zalman writes. Very good question. Why is it that we have an entire 9 days, or for you guys, like a day, that you don't eat meat? Well, tonight wasn't so much meat, right? You're not allowed to eat meat. When you're in Avil, you're allowed to eat meat. During Shiva, you're allowed to eat meat. And when it comes to Talmud Torah, we have 9 days we're allowed to learn Talmud Torah. By Shiva, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, because we have our Avelus, it's called Avelus Yishena. It's an old Avelus. What does old Avelus mean? We can't feel it. Come on, it's so hard. So what are you going to tell us? You can't learn Torah for a week? Woohoo! That's going to affect us. So we'll watch TV the whole week. He didn't say it's Rosh Hashanah. I'm adding it. So what do we need? We need something pumbai. We need something in your face. What? This is, everybody knows who knows me well, this is the worst week of my life. I don't eat milk that much. I have nothing to eat the whole week. I'm almost had hardly anything for dinner. Here and there. I work for a caterer on my side. I go to the back. These chefs are scared to death of me. They can't make me anything because they know I only eat slashes. What are you going to make? I had to ask the Shilohs of they made me fries one day. It was in the Fleishika fire. I said, what's the difference? I'm going to be Fleishika, lovely. So what? I'm not having ice cream. I'm not going to do anything anyway. That we feel because we need that. But the Shiloh is by Talmud Torah. What do we consider it on this day? And maybe another Chiddush I saw, very interesting. It's a very cute idea. It says like this. It says in Zechariah, you know the famous Pashuk, Som ha revi, Som ha chamishi, yiyya, lebeis Yehudi l'sasun l'simcha. So we have a Pasuk in Navi that tells us you have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Aye, but you have another Pasuk that tells us in Yishayahu, Ukarata l'shabbos oineg. So now you have oneg against fasting, oneg against fasting. Which one's going to win? Zechariah and Yishayahu. Ding, ding, ding. Who wins? So here's what I forgot who he said in the name of. It says like this. Of course Shabbos wins. You know why? Because it doesn't say the exact date. It says that there is a fast day in the fourth month and the fifth month. It says it's a fast day. It doesn't say what day the fast day is. Some years the fast day is on the 10th of Av. You have to have a fast day in Chodesh Av. It doesn't say when. So it could be on the 10th day. Onik Shabbos, you have to have every Shabbos no matter what. It's even a Shiloh in Yom Kippur Shechalios, how you accomplish that. Let's do a few more halachas, and then we'll dive in the Halakha Maida. We have a few more minutes, don't worry, don't be so sad. I know you want to continue learning for the rest of your life. So, the Sairus Shel Shuv, the Sairus Shuv says, yes, Lechadodi should be in the tune of Eicha. Comes along the Kol Aryeh, the Chassid Rebbe. He says, I don't get these Ashkenazim, these Litvish people. Shabbos! How can you sing Eicha be said on Shabbos? So the Netzach Gavriel wants to defend the minhag, which is interesting because he is Hasidish, Rav Zinner, Rav Gavriel Zinner, a great svarim on this. And he says, I'll tell you why, and this is a real good answer because it's true. Who invented Kabbalah Shabbos? Anybody know? Or I should say, where was Kabbalah Shabbos invented? What? What's he again? I didn't hear you. Yes, where did he invent it? Tzfas. It's a pretty modern invention if you think about Tzfas. Tzfas hasn't been around for 1,000 years. You know why? Because do you remember what they used to do? What did the Gemara say they used to do? Yeah, they went to the field. When do you think they went to the field? Did it look like that outside? No. It was beautiful outside. It was sunny. They accepted Shabbos early. A Shabbos like this, when Shabbos really starts at 8 o'clock, they're going outside at 7 o'clock. And they go into the field and say, and says the people of Tzfat, ah, l'chadoidi. Right? So, by the way, an amazing thing. We all say l'chadoidi. All the kilos say l'chadoidi. It doesn't matter who you are. An achtus. L'chadoidi. So that was what, you had a little bit of an interesting thing. Now it's Friday, it's light outside. I know you're accepting Shabbos, but it's a little bit weird. You're going to start singing now? It's the 9 days. Let's remember it a little bit. And then what happened? We crazy people, we can't start Shabbos early. We've got to start Shabbos this day. Oh my God, what time is Shkia? Whoa. And he brings a raya from the Prima Gadim in Resh Pei Gimel in Halachas of Avelos. He says like this, and Avel comes to Shul, says, Avel Bala Beis Medrash, Bashir Shal Yom. You know this minhag, right? Right before, right after the Chadodi, what do they do? Nicham Avelim. And the Avel walks in, and everybody screams, Avokam Yenachem Eschem. That minhag is actually very incorrect. Because that minhag started from what? What I just told you. Shabbos starts at 8 o'clock. The Avel is not allowed to be there for Kabbalah Shabbos, because it's not Shabbos yet. We all agree that Shabbos starts either with Chadodi or Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. When what? When you need Shabbos early. So he stands outside, and now Shabbos didn't start yet. Are you about to say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos? Right before Shabbos starts, we recognize the Avel and we give him comfort. But if Shabbos started 30 minutes ago, you daven mincha 2 minutes to... It's not appropriate to do Nicham Veilim. It happens to be in the shul that I daven. Our Rav Bagno pointed this out in the name of some Gedolim, and he says, you're not allowed to say Hamakom. We say another Pasuk, which only the rabbi says because we don't know the Pasuk by heart. So it's not appropriate to do Nicham Aveilim on Shabbos. Very, very interesting. They tell a story, he tells a story of the Puppa Rebbe in the town of, did anybody know where the Puppa Rebbe came from? What town? Puppa. Did anybody know where the Satmar Rebbe came from? St. Mary was called. I was talking to my Satmar guy, he doesn't like when I say that. St. Mary doesn't, can you imagine? Ah, he's the St. Mary Rebbe! No, so they call it Satmar, fine. He says, that's not true, it's not the Satmaria, it's not true. Okay, fine, you should go. He told me a good story about the Satmar Rebbe. He said that he had a machlekes with one of the Litchfield Gedolim, he doesn't remember who. I'm talking about Rav Yerlish, I assume. About, ready for this? When Mashiach comes, a good Hasidic Rebbe, that's what we're supposed to really believe. So let me ask you something. Mashiach's coming on Tisha B'Av. When's he coming? Shabbos or Sunday? Sunday, he says. Shabbos, he says. So the Hasidic Sfarim actually write that this Shabbos is the real Tisha B'Av. You know why? Because it's the way Tisha B'Av should be. A moyed. I just read you. Zechariah says it's going to be a moyed of Simcha. It's going to be a day we're going to have great food. I mean, not here in camp, I'm saying, but there's going to be amazing food. L'sasol l'simcha. Basar v'yayin. So says the Satmar Rebbe, this would be the Nafkamina la'alocha. When are we going to be Mekabel the Mashiach? It's going to be Shabbos or Sunday. Different machlokes about Kiddush, Havdalah, all these different things. What?
It doesn't say the fast of Tisha B'Av, it says Tisha B'Av.
Right. So maybe Shabbos would be correct. Good. They tell a story about the Puppa Rebbe that in his shtiebel, they started singing Eicha. And he couldn't take it because he was so... People who used to really feel it. Do you know there are people who still sit on the floor? Do you know that, guys? People still sit on the floor. At Chatzos and cry over the Mikdash. He was one of those people. He said, I can't believe it's Shabbos. And he ran out of his shtiebel and went to daven with the yeshiva bachrim. Because he said, it was too sad for me. Most say that we're allowed to read that Eicha in Devarim. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer writes, that's why we read Devarim. is because, you know how we have like Shabbos before, for example, Rosh Hashanah, we read 2 weeks before Kisavo, the Tochacha. 2 weeks before Shavuos, we read the Tochacha because it's really a stark Tochacha. We need a break for a week. So this is the Tochacha. Parshas Devarim is the Tochacha of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people. That we weren't right, if you remember the lessons from the Lev, not that many days ago. So he says, that's why we need it. We need to hear the Tochacha of Moshe Rabbeinu right before. The minhag of the many of the Hasidic sects actually was to not allow Eicha to be done in that tune. The Eish Lavram, the Bachacharav, Chernobyl Rebbe, Lukutei Maharich, Shem Yishmuel. But others said it's okay, and certainly the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rivash. The Shaar Ephraim writes this, the Haftorah is in the Nigun of Eicha. Almost everybody does this. So you have this back and forth. Yes, no, yes, no. It's very interesting. Maybe because the Haftorah itself generally is related to the Parsha, but it's Tshuva related. There's different reasons. There are those that write the Sheol Tshuvas Magen Avos, which is the Mahiri's Meiri Sefer on Sheol Tshuvas. He writes something beautiful. He asked the Shaila, why shouldn't we say Avinu Malkeinu on a Seres Mei Tshuva, Shabbos? I have Shabbos, but we have to do Tshuva. It's like Pekuach Nefesh. So he says maybe that's why it's okay to do this. Because when we say the Nigun of Eicha for this Haftorah, Shabbos Chazoin, it rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Chil Hashem, and doing Tshuva will be Mekadesh Hashem. That's a possibility. That's the Sheol Tshuva. The Sheol Tshuva says the Tikkun for Chil Hashem is Kiddush Hashem through doing Tshuva. That's a possibility. Just very, very quickly, in 60 seconds or less, some halachas that you should know that we said. So just a reminder for those should be reminded. There is a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos to take a shower. I know you've probably been taking showers the whole week, or Moshe Feinstein writes it could be with hot water. I was listening to a shir this week where somebody, it was a Talmud Chacham, contended that that's not what Rav Moshe meant if you're taking a shower the whole week. I told you last week you should be taking a shower with lukewarm water, not with tremendously warm water. On Shabbos, maybe a little bit warmer, but not warm as usual. Rav Moshe seems to say that you should take a hot shower, but okay. There's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos to do that. We said the Shal Shuz can be a regular Shal Shuz, even bigger than you ever do. Remind yourself that when Shkia starts, you're not allowed to eat. But you're also not supposed to start Niyug Avelos until Shabbos is over. You have that long Shkia time, right? So we don't take our shoes off yet, unless your shoes happen to be off. You don't take your shoes off until you say Baruch Hamal until Shabbos is really over. In most places, right, we go to Shul, we say Baruch Hu, and then we take our shoes off. The Shatz before Baruch Hu takes his shoes off. We have, right before Eicha, they take out the candle. We say Bori Morei Ha'esh, but no other thing. We say Baruch Hamal, we should say Baruch Hamal. Allows you to do malacha. You can't eat until after you do it. When Tisha B'Av is over, this year only, of course, because it is the 10th of Av, all of the things we couldn't do there are 9 days on Mutter, except for meat and wine, because it seems to be a chutzpah that right after the fast that you're going to start eating wine, shave, haircuts, music, everything is Mutter for a person to do right afterwards. Some say that you should remind yourself it's still Motzi Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't go crazy and have concerts and do crazy things. Cholera breakout is going to be the next... Oh, sorry. But so that those are some of the things that a person should recognize as well. Just making sure I got to everything. Let's see. Havdalah, you can be on a regular course of wine because of the fact that we are really allowed to have meat and wine. So you could have it regular on wine. Others say maybe you should try to find the katan. I don't think that that's the appropriate thing to do. I think you should have the regular thing. We try to say Kiddush Levana. I will be with you guys, because I like to daven early. If there's a Levana, so we should really try to eat first, or at least wash our, do something so that we're a little bit more besimcha, because we should say Kiddush Levana Mvusam. So that would be the appropriate thing to do. Yes, sir?
Why do we say Eicha during the day of Shabbos?
So I think it's because what we said. Everybody agrees, Avelus with Farhesya, and the outward showing of Avelus is Asar. So you couldn't say Eicha, you couldn't say Nachim, for example. Right, you couldn't do any of those things. But when it comes to things that are private, Ashkenazim seem to hold that we do are privately, we should not be so happy. And therefore, as I said before, the Ramah says Tashma Shemitah would be usur for married people and everyone. And we said before as well that maybe learning should only be Halach Hashem, although most poskim don't necessarily say that that's
100% accurate, depending on what it is. If you'd be wasting your time, for sure you shouldn't. I saw the Piskei Tshuva's quote. It's very funny. He says, so now you're not going to be learning. He writes, so now you want to take out a history book and learn it on Shabbos. Just tell him you like history. This is ridiculous. Of course you should learn Torah. What a ridiculous thing to think. It does say that a person shouldn't go on tiulim. He shouldn't go on long walks. Again, you could, just because your mind should be on avelos. That's what it should be. No Shabbos walks this week. We should be zoicha. Those that are mis'avel l'shrayim, zoicha roi b'simchas rabbeisai. We should be zoicha that we understand what we're doing here. And as I said in the first half, that we should understand that this is all to get us in the right mood to understand that we're missing something. We're lacking in our avodas Hashem, but more importantly for us to concentrate on is how we act ben adam l'chaveiro. We should be zoicha that Hashem sees the great service that we're trying to do to Him, that we're trying to get closer to Him, how difficult it is, and that will rebuild Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.